Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be asleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was asleep.
You gotta be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really wanna be successful, some days you gonna have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you gotta want it.
Your existence is not by accident. Your existence has so much meaning. Are you ready to take on the unknown? Are you prepared for it?
When people say we don't have the time, we have 24 hours a day. There was not one single minute that I wasted. And this is why I'm standing here today.
You're waiting for all the situations to come together perfectly, and I'm telling you, you cannot wait. You gotta start working right now.
Don't compare yourself to people that you feel are more qualified than you. Don't compare yourself to people that you think that are more talented than you. Don't compare yourself to other people's giftings. At the end of the day, hard work works.
You get to choose whether or not you will pursue peace or toss and turn at night because you're not seeing the results that you desire to see.
You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
One off day can switch, it can turn everything around. You ever watched a match before? One point could change the course of history. Just one extra point.
You have got to recognize the possibilities within you. Nothing is going to be easy. Nothing is going to be handed to you. You got to go through it. You got to hurt so you can grow. You got to feel it. Make a difference. Move forward. Do something unique in your life.
I'm challenging you to declare victory, even when it looks like the odds are against you. And you have to say to yourself, I'm going to get through this.
Whatever is in your life that's trying to break you, it is not waiting. So you cannot wait.
See, those of you who will evolve, who are willing to evolve, you will inherit the future. Those of you who are willing to take everything you do to the next level, you will inherit the future. It is the individual who is willing to become more.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night. I'm sorry, but here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. It's no other way. When you settle, you ruin the movie. Yeah, you heard me. Your life is a movie and you are the author. Your life is a movie and you are the director. Life is a movie. And you need to edit some scenes out. The pen is in your hand, my friend, and you're writing your very own personal movie. And I believe the good guy wins in the end. I believe the good woman wins in the end. I believe that you will win in the end as long as you don't settle. When you settle, you ruin the finale. When you settle, you ruin the final scene. We are all tuned into your movie. We got our popcorn ready, waiting for your grand finale. How is your movie going to end? As long as there is breath in your body, there is a chance. Sometimes discouragement happens. Sometimes fatigue happens. But one thing I know about life, when you get tired, you got to wait for that second wind. When that second wind kicks in, whoa, you might be tired right now, but that second wind is kicking in. I came here right now today to be your second wind, and don't you ever settle. Why? Because I don't want you to have regrets.
You've got to rise above how you feel. It's going to be up to you to take authority over your mind and your emotions. And a lot of times we get frustrated because things seem to be moving too slowly. And when that happens, we start to question whether or not what we really want will ever happen for us. Well, it will happen if you refuse to allow fear and impatience to deprive you of what you deserve. It will happen if you don't allow moments of frustration to guide your decisions.
Think about all the people you know in life that said, man, I wish I didn't quit on school. I hate I dropped out. I wish I didn't get divorced. I hate I gave up. I wish I didn't quit the football team because I could have been in the NFL. I wish I didn't quit. I wish I acted better. I wish I didn't get kicked out of school. I wish I didn't give up on my kid. I wish. That is regret.
Never settle.
There's still time. Never settle. There's still time. What are you working on right now? Because sometimes in life, all you got is that one thing. God gave you one thing to do. That's all you got is that one thing. I know life will knock you down. I know life can be tough, but you are on a journey. When you settle, you will always have regret on what could have been, what should have been. I'm going to say these two powerful words one more time. And I want you to hear me and get them in your spirit. Never settle.
Our circumstances, your current surroundings, never have to dictate who you are. You're not what your surroundings are. You are what you do. And this is the fact of the matter. Normal, regular people just like you and me can do extraordinary things. And it's not about the glitz and the glamour and the shine. It's not about what we have. It's about our heart, man. It's about people, you and me, understanding that we are fully capable. We have the full potential to achieve and become anything that anybody else is. And the only person that's gonna stop us, and the only person that's gonna rob us, is when we look in the mirror and we compromise us. Too often we as young men and young women, and I was so guilty of this, we only care about the now, and woo-woo this and woo-woo that, and what feels good here and what feels good now, and we will compromise who we are because we want the acceptance of the people around us. And that's just real, man. I don't pursue profits. I pursue my purpose. As you go on to the next chapter, don't pursue profits. Pursue purpose. Don't pursue the profits of where can you gain things in life.
pursue your passions and your purpose. Because what happens is, a lot of times we go on to college or we go into the next chapter and we're only seeking gains. We're only trying to find out what we can get. Where can we find profits in our lives? You need to take time to figure out your why. You need to take time to figure out what you're passionate about. Because if you pursue your passion, I promise, passion and purpose will always produce gains and profits socially, emotionally, and financially, man. You can show me your friends and I can tell you who you are. Who you surround yourself with is going to affect you. Like it, love it, or leave it. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are not about the right and who aren't trying to pursue dreams and goals and the same aspirations and the same motivations and dedications and determinations as you, you will be affected. Who you surround yourself with matters. It's the compromise that I care about. We don't ever have to compromise ourselves. I promise you, from the front, the back, the left, to the right, every single one of you in here, man, you were born to leave your fingerprints on history. You can achieve and become absolutely anything. I mean, teachers and doctors and actors and athletes and entertainers and musicians and radiologists and cardiologists and cosmetologists, social workers. I'm telling you, anything that you want. And not a teacher, a counselor, a principal, nobody can stop you. I know your circumstances aren't the best. I know sometimes our home environment's not the best. But this is what I know. We're in control of our lives and nobody can take it from you.
I remember years ago when the alarm used to go off in the morning, the first thing I did was roll over and hit the snooze button. In that instant where you have a choice to either hit the snooze button and go back to sleep in your nice, warm, fluffy, cozy bed, or open your eyes and get out of bed, that's a choice that takes discipline. Now, I didn't have any discipline. I always took the easy route, the road that was more comfortable. The problem is, when you make this decision, because it's the first decision that you make literally the second you wake up, you are letting yourself off the hook. You are literally training your mind to take the easy way out throughout the whole day, which in turn leads to you taking the easy way out the whole month, all year. Discipline is not something that any of us are born with. It's a muscle that we have to train. And I don't care what anyone says, it all starts that first second. How you start your day and that decision that you make in that instant isn't as small as just getting up of bed or not. It's a decision that can shape the rest of your f***ing life. This ain't some motivational, inspirational bullshit. This is the truth. When I was younger, I dreamed that one day I'd get a job that paid me 50 grand a year. That, for a boy where I come from, was a dream come true. If you told me back then that I'd be running a seven-figure company and building a business of my own, I would have laughed in your face. It wasn't until I started to believe that I, and I alone, could shape my world that I started achieving anything I wanted to. That little decision in the morning, if you open your eyes and get out of bed, the next decision you face that day, you're gonna now be disciplined to not take the easy way out. People don't realize it, but that bed can basically represent your entire life. If you stay in that bed, you're literally staying in your comfort zone, which means your day will be spent in your comfort zone, and your month, your year, and before you know it, you spent your whole life in your comfort zone, never pushing yourself to new heights, never trying anything new, taking risks, moving forward. It all starts in that first second of your day. So don't take it lightly. Start building discipline. It's something I started doing, and it helped me massively. It ain't easy, but it's worth it. One of the worst phrases we've ever created was, you gotta see it to believe it. It's a phrase created by cynical people with small minds that have not got any hope that things can get better. Can you imagine what the world would be like if everyone believed that this was true? We'd have no cars, no planes, no light in the dark. We'd never have computers or mobile phones. We'd never climb mountains, break records, or go to the moon. I used to believe this rubbish. People have it completely the wrong way round. Nothing can be achieved, conceived until first it's believed. You have to believe it to see it. If there's something that you want to do with your life, that thing deep inside you that whispers day and night, it will always, always just be an idea until you choose to believe it's possible. You have to believe it so much that you already think it's happened. You have to walk like it's there, talk like it's there, believe it's there. People are gonna think you're mad. They're gonna look at you and think you're insane. They're gonna tell you like, it ain't possible, it's risky, you shouldn't do it. Be careful, stick to what you know, stick to what you do. Fuck that, follow your dreams. These people have to see to believe it, but you need to believe it to see it. I was in a tough position, 19 years old, kid on the way, earning £27 a day. I could have chose to focus on all the problems I was gonna face, all the pain. Instead, I decided to change my stars. I decided to say enough was enough and focus on ways to change them. It's easy to say that I'll try that thing tomorrow or I'll do that tomorrow. One day I'll get in shape. One day I'll tell that person how I feel. One day I'll start that business. One day I'll leave this job. One day I'll leave this abusive relationship. We've all had times where we find ourselves constantly telling ourselves that one day we'll do that thing. The problem is, we look at all these opportunities around us and we say they're risky. What you've got to realize is life in itself is risky. It ain't important how long you live, what's important is how you live. When life gets on top of you and you feel like it's all becoming too much, it's easy to let things spiral out of control. I've been there. That place where you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Things don't go your way, that promotion at work you don't get, you don't make the team, that person you asked out said no, your business is struggling, the bills are piling up. We all go through dark times. My advice to you is to focus on finding the light.
You're nervous, you're scared, you're worried, and you don't know what's going to happen. It may seem like things aren't going to get better. It may seem like all of the days, the weeks, the months are all merging into one, and it seems like you can't make a difference between one day and the next. It may seem like these things are not going to get better, like the world will be forever changed, like things won't be different. It may seem like we're losing so much, and part of that may be true, but we are also gaining. We're gaining perspective. We're gaining appreciation. We're gaining understanding. We're gaining hope. We're gaining connection, even if it is just through a screen. We're gaining trust. We are gaining support. We are gaining presence with the people in our lives and people that we don't even know. We're gaining love for people that we've never met, and we're gaining community with people that we have not and maybe will not ever meet. Through the stress, through the anxiety, through the worry, through the frustration, through the anger, through the fear, we will become stronger. We will become better. We will become this altered version of ourselves that has a deeper understanding for what's possible, that has a deeper appreciation for the people in their lives. We will become more connected. We will have a deeper appreciation for life than we have ever had before. Even if things get worse, we are stronger than anything that can happen to us. We are bigger than any circumstances and any challenges that are put in our way. We are bigger than our biggest problem. We are more resilient than any virus. We can outlast any threat. We are more courageous than any enemy that we have ever and will ever face. We are better together. We are stronger together. We are more of what we are actually able to be together. And we will outlast. We will come out of this better than we started, but we will not come out of this better just by doing nothing. We must raise the bar. We have to raise the game. Raise your will. Raise your energy. Raise your standards. Raise your commitment to the things that you want to create. Raise your commitment to your life. Raise your kindness. Raise your patience. Raise your willingness to be a part of the solution. Raise your courage. Raise your compassion. Raise your drive. Look at what you're doing every single day. What habits are you holding on to? What things do you keep on doing that you know that you shouldn't? What new habits do you want to build that you know will make you a better version of yourself? What habits do you want to get rid of? What new decisions do you need to make? And what decisions do you need to leave behind? How are you going to come out of this better than when you started? Wake up early, put time and energy and effort into the things that matter. Give time to the people that matter. Put in real effort, do more than you think you should. Do more than what is asked of you. Go the extra mile. Push yourself beyond what you thought that you were capable of. Add more value to every situation, in school, in your relationships, and in your life. But even just setting goals is not enough. Writing down your goals, writing down what you want is not enough. Why? Because we do not take actions based on the goals that are written down. We do not take action based on what is on our vision board. We take action based on the way that we feel. And the number one way to overcome that, the way that we jump over that hurdle, is one thing, is to take action. Regardless of how you are feeling. The one way to overcome the feelings that hold us back, the feelings of being unmotivated, the feelings of being lazy, the feelings like we're not good enough, that we can't do that thing, is to take action. If you don't feel like studying, sit down and study. If you don't feel like working out, lace up your running shoes and go for a run. If you don't feel like eating healthy, make the decision to choose the healthier option. When we make more decisions based on the place that we want to go, we allow ourselves to train our brains to know that we are in charge, that we are the ones making the decision, that this is our life, that we're the ones calling the shots. So if you don't feel like doing something, just do it. Just go. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like everything is against you, when you feel like the situation is going to get worse and you're nervous and you're scared and you're worried, you have to remember not only who you are, but what species that you are a part of. You're a part of the human race. We have sent people to space. We have created technologies that allow us to talk to people from across the globe. We have cured some of the most potent diseases on the face of the planet. We have created peace. We have come together, we have started movements. We've supported each other through the toughest times in history. We have shown humanity that we can actually fight for something bigger than ourselves, that we can act for things that are outside of who we are. We have shown the world that we can come together for a common good, that we can come together and strive towards achieving a common goal. We are built for challenge. We are built for uncertainty. We are built for tough times. We are made for adversity, and we are more powerful together than any enemy we will ever face. We are bigger than this. We will get through this. We are stronger than this, as long as we play our part. You can either be a part of the problem or a part of the solution. You will either help the situation, not only your situation, but the situation of the people in your life and the people on this planet, or you won't. So quiet the fear, quiet the worry, quiet the anxiety, quiet the stress, quiet the frustration, quiet that voice in your mind that tells you that you can't get through this, that things will get worse, that maybe you're just not strong enough. Quiet that voice, quiet the doubt. Don't let the thoughts that you can't handle this take up any excess space in your mind. Quiet those voices and raise the volume on hope. Raise the volume on courage. Raise the volume on progress. That is what we are made for. We are built for progress. We are made to move forward. No matter what happens to us, we are designed and will always find a way to move forward. We always find a way to define the odds, as daunting as they may seem. We are built to weather the storms that life throws at us. That is what we are made for, and we can get through this. We will get through this. We can win, and we will win together.
You filed bankruptcy and you stopped moving? You got fired and you stopped? Did you get divorced and you just stopped moving? You got cut and you just stopped? When my basketball career was over, I didn't stop moving. Why? Because I'm a shark. And don't you ever forget that the rest of your life. Don't you ever stop moving. Don't you ever go backwards. To be a shark is about how you move, how you operate, how you navigate. See, as long as we connected, my friend, you can't stop, you can't quit. I ain't gonna let you. Not on my watch, baby. Get back in the game. It ain't over till you win. You might say, Walt, that's me, man. I quit. I got lazy. Man, I'm not moving. I'm laying in the bed, sad, lonely, depressed, angry because my girlfriend broke up with me, angry because my first business failed, angry because I didn't get into my dream school. Let me tell you, sir, it's a long race. It's a long race. Life is a marathon, baby. If you stop running, you won't get to the finish line. So as long as you can hear the sound of my voice, don't you ever stop moving. Don't you ever go backwards. And sharks never retreat. Sharks never retreat. And those big, powerful creatures got close to the camera, and all you could see was muscles and scars. Scars and muscles. Why? Because sharks know how to fight. Can I ask you a question? You got some wounds. You got some scars, but are you still willing to battle? Are you still willing to fight for success? Fight for being wealthy. Fight for getting out of debt. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your family. Fight for whatever you gotta fight for. The thing I love about a shark, they never stop fighting. Don't let failure stop you. Don't you ever let rejection stop you. Don't you ever let people stop you. You stop moving forward because they said this and they said that. Let me tell you something about what he say and she say. Haters stopped you? Really? When you get successful, haters are a part of the landscape. If you don't have haters, your vision is too small. And then you have the great whites. Oh, then you got the great white shark, baby. They go deep. They love hunting in the deep. They are always going for the throat, and they don't stop until they win. See, when you go to the swimming pool, most people stay in the shallow end, but not great whites, baby. Not great white sharks. They go into the deep end. They love going deep. For you to become a millionaire, you gotta go deep. Some of you guys gotta read more. Some of you guys gotta study more. Some of you gotta change your relationship. Why? Because your friends are shallow. Your family is shallow. And if you wanna be a great white, baby, you gotta get some new friends. You gotta get some new conversations. You gotta get some new material, new information, new access to new people that can take you to a place you've never been. All great white, baby, they go deep. It's time for you to go deep. So whatever you put me in, I'm gonna make it out on top. Wherever you drop me off, I'm gonna make it. Why? Because I'm a shark. I don't care how many times that you need to try, no one can stop you but you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. If you want to be a sales shark, you got to move different. You might still be in school. You want to be a straight A student? You got to move and operate differently. You're a young, aspiring athlete in high school or college, trying to make it to the league, trying to make it to the top. You can. It's right in front of you. But you got to move different. You got to operate different. You got to operate better in the social circles. You gotta operate better in school, better in class, better in the sales meeting, better in front of the client. Why not? How do you move right now? I mean, let's be honest, how do you operate right now? And here's the truth. If you're operating the right way, you don't need to brag about yourself because others are gonna brag about you. Keep your own name out your own mouth and let others talk about you are a beast. Let others talk about how good you are, how strong you are, how fast you are, how smart you are, how successful you are. That's when you know you're a shark, when others are talking about you. You want others bragging about you. Sharks only look up. They can't look down. In fact, if a shark attacks you in the ocean, get beneath it, because a shark can't look down. See, when you're looking at haters, you know what you're doing? You're looking down. When you get distracted by haters, you know what you're doing? You're keeping your eyes off the prize, baby. Haters are a part of the landscape, but haters are beneath you. And the real truth about haters, they wish they did it themselves. The real truth about haters, they don't have the courage to go for it themselves. Sharks only look up. They can't look down. Stay positive, my friend. If it didn't work this time, try again. Oh, it worked the second time, try it again. No one can stop you but you. You got to get to that next level through your movement. You got to get to that next level through your activity. You got to get to that next level by how you operate. Can you ask your question? How strong is your movement? What time do you wake up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep? And how much time do you waste throughout the day? Sharks never stop moving. Sharks never go backwards. Sharks only look up. Sharks never look down. And here's the best part about a shark. Shark takes others with them. Sharks make other people successful, and sharks are made of cartilage. That's why they're different than every other fish. They're made of cartilage, which means they're flexible. They can change, and they pivot when they need to pivot. Can I ask you a question? Do you need to pivot right now? Your business idea is not working. Pivot. Your marriage is not working. Change how you operate. Your career is not where it needs to be. You're made of cartilage, baby. You're flexible. Pivot.
Every morning, you start your day. Sometimes you tend to think about what you did yesterday. You think about what you could have done, what you should have done, but it didn't turn out the way you wanted it. You start getting into an abyss of self-hate. Now, that sounds pretty harsh for some people. But there are a lot of people right now that are going through this experience in their lives. They don't seem to love themselves anymore. They feel hopelessness. They feel lost. They feel that no one cares about them. And that they're the only one in the world that exists. I'm here to let you know right now, you have to turn it back up again. You got to get into a position where you start to realize that if you don't love yourself, then no one will love you. And you have to stop depending on chasing people to love you. How can you receive love if you don't give yourself enough love within yourself? How can you understand what it means to love if you don't love yourself within? I get it. You've had some hard times. I understand it. It's been a tough road for you. But I want you to think for a moment. Do you really have it that bad? Are you really going through so much in your life that the other person that you may have met that's just down the road from you, that may have crossed your path, and maybe they didn't even look your way? But did it ever come across your mind that maybe they're going through a lot more than you're going through right now in your life? But they understand that, hey, I still got to love myself. Have you ever looked at a homeless person on the street and wondered why are they in that position? Would you probably even think to yourself that, why are they still living? Why do they want to be in this position? Who says that they want to be in that position? Do you realize they was not always in that position? Do you realize that a homeless person had a home at one time in their life? But they must still love themselves. They must still believe that they love themselves enough to not give up their life. So while you're sitting around wondering about all of these things that you're dealing with, give yourself a chance and start loving yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to stop hating yourself within and start giving love, unconditional love of yourself. Stop giving in and hating on you. Are you worried about what people think? Are you concerned about being in a certain group? You need to feel important, but these people don't make you feel important. You don't need their permission to feel loved. You don't need to be connected to these type of people because they don't even love themselves because they feel they got to belong to something or someone to be someone special. Since the day you were born, you were special. Since the day you were born, there was something already ready for you. You just got to go after it and believe that there's something waiting for you, but it won't wait too long. Because you got to have enough love within you to get what it is that you are seeking. See, we always on a mission. The mission of success. The mission of believing. The mission of loving. There is no time for hate. Hate is not going to build you up. Hating yourself is not going to make you strong. You're concerning yourself about what people think about you. What they think is all they can do is think. Thinking doesn't necessarily get you anywhere, but doing is another. And you, my friend, need to be doing the right thing and loving yourself. Put your arms around yourself and give yourself a kiss. And believe that you matter. Love you. No matter what the world is doing. No matter what the craziness that we are facing. Have enough sense and enough idea within yourself that you are special. And you must understand that your love matters. So get in love with you. Get back to who you are. Maybe that relationship didn't work out. Maybe that man broke up with you. Maybe that woman broke up with you. Maybe they made you feel less of yourself. But you don't need their permission to understand what it means to be in love with yourself. So on this day, ladies and gentlemen, get back to loving. Get back to believing. Get back to understanding that you are here in this world for a reason. And everything that you do from here on out, learn how to keep loving. But most importantly, love yourself. Keep it moving. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
You can't give up on yourself. Humble yourself, man. His blessings is his blessings, and your blessings is your blessings. Go get what's yours. Go get what's yours. Every day you should wake up with a chip on your shoulder. And this ain't really got nothing to do with you being better than nobody. This ain't got nothing to do with you being better than nobody. This about you being and doing better for your family, your friends. And most importantly, this is about you going out there into the world, impacting other people by sharing the good news, if you know what I mean. Man, look. Look, young one, this one for you. You ain't gonna be happy every day of your life. And that's simply because your happiness is all based off your circumstances. But young one, if you can't be happy every day, that's okay. That's okay. Because although you may not be happy today, you can still be full of joy every single day. Because like I say, happiness stands on your circumstances, but that joy, it stands on you being consciously aware that you walking in the Lord's presence, y'all. You cover. Or you want to put on this earth to live in misery, man. Everybody on earth walking around with a gift in their hand, man. I wish I would have unwrapped my gift long time ago. I wish I would have unwrapped my gift long time ago, man. But I was sitting down running in them streets. Young one, I was sitting there running in them streets. And the main reason I do this, the main reason I try to reach out and impact the world, because I want to just get out to them young ones, man. And I just want you to know, you ain't got to live that no more because I did it. You ain't got to live that no more because I did it.
If you spend all your time focusing on all the problems in the world and all the problems in your life, you ain't going to be happy. It's easy in the world that we live in today to be consumed by all the media-filled negativity in the world. You can't turn on the TV without seeing some negative story, all the bad. Everyone has problems. The difference between the people who are happy and the people that ain't is that the people that are happy choose to focus on the solutions to the problems they face rather than the problems themselves. You always have a choice. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. It starts to notice little subtle opportunities that you would have otherwise deleted because it knows it's got a job to do to get you what you want. It's all about perspective. Constantly tell yourself how much worse things could be, and you can actually be thankful for the way you've got things at the moment. Your world and your life can truly be anything you make it, but you gotta make it. Don't take it lightly. Start building discipline into your life by not taking the easy way out. Most of us are told growing up that we can be anything we wanna be. And most of us hear it, but we don't listen. We don't believe it. I'm here to tell you today that it ain't a load of rubbish. It's true. You can be who you want to be. You can do what you want to do, see what you want to see. It's all in your power and no one else's. But you got to believe it. If you believe it, you can achieve it, baby. Whatever it is, I used to believe to my core that I was going to run my own company and make more money than I currently did and have a family and be happy. Even when I was dead broke, skint as a bean, I would never worry because I believed with everything in me that I could change it. You gotta stare all that in the face and say, you can't beat me, I'm too strong. What most people do is they roll over, but you can't. It ain't gonna be easy. Most of the time you're gonna feel like there's no way out, that you can't do it. But listen to me when I say there is always hope. You have to take control and attack it head on. Because as soon as you do this, just once, just like a muscle lifting weights, you become stronger. You become comfortable being uncomfortable. And before you know it, you become a machine and nothing on the outside can affect you because your mind is trying to beat it down. Never run, always fight. Take control of your life and you'll change it forever. Go get in shape. Go tell that person how you feel. Go start that business. Go leave that job. Go leave that abusive relationship. Deep down, you know you should do it, but you've got to risk it all. Not doing it definitely guarantees one thing, that you'll get to the end of your life and regret that you didn't even try.
You can either be a victim of your life or the master of it, but the choice is always yours. Go out and get it. Don't take no for an answer. If you get knocked down, get back up again. You can never fail if you never give in. Stop being a victim. Stop letting life push you around and start fighting back. Because the minute you tell yourself that you control this is the minute you can start to change it. It all starts the moment you take responsibility and say to yourself, I can make out of this life what I want, and no one and nothing is going to shape my destiny but me. I'm here to tell you today that you can have anything you want, be anyone you want, believe that you can do it and work hard to get it and it's yours. Never wait and see to believe it. Believe it and you'll see it.
I sat in my apartment, man, I even thought about what's life worth living, man. And I prevailed, man. So, don't tell me you can't do it cause I did it. We both built for this. Go attack what's yours, go get what's yours. His blessings is his blessings, and your blessings is your blessings. Go get what's yours, it's yours, go get it. And when you get it, you better not let nobody take it from you. You better not let nobody take it from you. Get it and protect what's yours, young one. And when I say protect what's yours, protect your family, protect your gift, protect your values, protect your morals, protect your spirituality. Because most importantly, this is all about You're going out into the world, impacting the youth. Whether it's the youth, your young adults, the young women, the young kings and queens. This is about you getting out there and sharing the good news. I had to take the high school assessment test 4 times. I'm talking, I had to take it 4 times. And I failed every single time. And when I say I mean I failed every single time, my grades got lower and lower and lower and lower. You must be don't understand how it felt. You must be don't understand how it felt to be that snotty-nosed boy out them projects, watching them grades get lower and lower. But I knew God had bigger plans for me. I knew God had bigger plans for me. I knew I wasn't put on earth to live in misery. You understand me? I was put on earth to prosper. I was put on earth to prevail. And that's all I'm here to do. But as them grades got lower and lower and lower, there were some college papers sitting on the table. And we all know how happy that snotty nose boy projects get when them college papers sit on the table. I felt like that was my way out. Mama, if you listening to this, I love you. I felt like that was my way out. I ain't gonna let these grades get me down. I'm gonna go attack what's mine. I'm gonna go get what's mine. So I remember one day I got up, I say I got college papers on the table. I got in that library, I went to studying. I'm talking day and night. I'm talking restless nights. I went to go get my GED. It ain't nothing different. Me and you, we built the same. Don't tell me you can't do it, cause I did it. And boy, I remember when those test grades came back. You talking about one of the best feelings I ever felt in my life? You talking about one of the biggest accomplishments you ever felt in your life? I told you, God did not put you on this earth. God did not put you on this earth to live in misery. And don't tell me you can't do it because I did it.
I live with these three principles, and I promise you, man, they will change everything about who you are. Hard work works, make good choices, and value people. I decided 10 years ago, literally, when this all happened and I went to prison, I was like, you know what? I want to make this promise. I want to keep it to this family. I come from a lot of brokenness. I don't know where to start. But what I do know is the importance of the choices that I make. And so literally, I wrote the word, change the world, and I slapped it on my little prison cell window. And every single day I woke up and I realized, make good choices, great things happen. Aim small, miss small. I promise you, if some of you will just begin to take ownership of your life, and some of you probably are already thriving and doing phenomenal and making good choices, I want to say keep going. Don't give up. Keep pursuing it, because I promise you, every single one of you were meant to leave your fingerprints on history. But I'm here to tell any of you in here, if you're battling, if you're struggling, you've got to know when to cut anchor and go on about your life, because you can't be letting people live rent-free up here. You can't be letting people hold you back, and who you surround yourself with matters. Change doesn't happen by accident. Change takes intentional choices to be different, and that's just truthful. today, I'm going to give my attitude all that I got. I'm going to give my working on my character all that I got. I want to try to be responsible with all that I got. I want to be the best me with everything that I got, with all that I got. If we can every day look in the mirror and say, I don't need to be perfect, but I want to progress today. Every day, I'm going to get a little bit better. I promise you, accountability and transparency will change your life. As much as you want to sometimes isolate and be by yourself and think that you can do this on your own, you can't. You're not an island, and you can't do this on your own. And it's, yes, we got to have our good friends. We need to have those people that can encourage us, but it's not just on a horizontal level. There has to be a vertical level. Those coaches, those mentors, those people that have been through some things in life, you need them in your life. You need counselors and people in your life that can see you and see your blind spots, because we normally in life, we will not see our blind spots. Make good choices, great things happen. You see, every choice that I can make, listen, I can't control what you think about me. I can't control your opinion of me. I can't control what you say about me. But I control how I react, respond, and what I do with my life. I'm in control of my life. I don't let external factors control me. I'm in control of my life. Because sometimes life can be tough. Life can be challenging. And sometimes the obstacles in front of you seem like they're too big, and it's easier just to lay down. But you know what I remember? I remember when my dad used to look at me when the kid said, listen, Nathan, life is never going to give you anything, but if you make it and if you build it, nobody can take it from you. Because hard work and tenacity and refusing to quit and chasing your dream, you'll get there, I promise you. Maybe you don't hit the star, but you'll land on the moon. You just don't give up and you go after it and you stop caring about the opinions of people around you. Stop blaming everybody for your hurts. Take ownership of your life. Take off your mask. Don't feed the bear. Make good choices. Be a best friend. Encourage somebody. Be a voice of hope and inspiration. This is your moment.
Always remember this. Your past never has to be bigger than your future. Maybe we've made some mistakes. Maybe, you know, we've did some things that we're not proud of. But the great thing is that people can change.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.